The Viking baseball team has won the 61st district title for the last 5 years, so this year's team has certain expectations going into the season. Head coach Scott Collins says the weather has kept his team inside, but they're mostly trying to trust the process.
Whether we're working inside, outside that day, whatever it may be, you know, we're looking to progress at that and make improvements, you know, as we go. So, you know, those are a lot of things. Like I said, we have been out on the football field, which is turf, which is a big help to us. You know, we may have been outside 5-6 times all year. So, in the cage, we're just trying to get a mental approach and hit the ball where it's pitched, so to speak.
This year's roster boasts 6 seniors, 3 juniors, 9 sophomores, and 6 freshmen. Collins says he is excited to put a veteran-heavy team on the field.
Fortunate this year. We've got 7 seniors on the squad this year. Most of those guys played 4 years and some of them even 5. But we've got, you know, A.J. Hacker, senior, Matthew Gagliano, Corey Binion, Gabe Markwell, Ryan Mullen, Andrew Hankinson, and Shane Taylor coming back for us as seniors. And we've got several underclassmen that we look to help us out this year. A lot of those guys contributed last year. Devin Stevens, Nick Easton, Chase Alderman.
Collins says he tries to teach his team to focus on each individual game.
We got to go one game at a time. You know, you don't overlook anybody because, you know, baseball's a funny game. You know, anybody can beat you on any given day. So, but with that said, you know, the year before last, we were fortunate enough to win the region, and last year we were in the championship games.
The Vikings lost the 2018 regional title to Greenup County. Collins says his team will be able to play for redemption as the season starts.
The first 2 games on our schedule, March 18th, we go to Greenup County, and we go back up to Ashland on the 19th. We just decided that, you know, Greenup's had a lot of success over the last few years, and we just figured we'd start out with those guys and kind of see where we stack up against those 2 teams. You know, they're going to be 2 really good teams in our region. So, you know, we'll see where we are early on.
Collins says he's happy with his pitching staff, and hitting is looking really good going into the season.
The only thing that we're kind of missing right now is who goes where. You know, that's the big question mark. We've got a couple positions that we've got a couple guys fighting for, and, you know, it's kind of hard to do until you get out on the field and are able to do that. So, you know, that's the big thing, is just kind of putting all the pieces of the puzzle together and see where we are.
The Vikings have 5 games scheduled for their first week of the season. They travel to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, March 25th for 4 games at the Cal Ripken Experience. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers.